Tim, Art McPherson.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for taking the time to be on Art of Money of Radio. Thank you. You have quite a historic career. You're wearing a very beautiful blazer, and the people on radio can't see it today, but it's the Hall of Fame blazer.
Yes, sir.
You played in the NFL for a very long time. A lot of guys can only be in the NFL for 3 or 4 years. You were 16, I believe, correct?
17. Well, okay. 1 year with Tampa, so yeah.
Oh, do you count that?
Yeah, for my pension, I do. So.
Yes, absolutely. You also had 9 Pro Bowls.
Yes.
And the Hall of Fame. But from what I saw when I was doing a little homework on you, because of the situation with mom, the story goes that you had to say that you were in the band your freshman year so you could play ball.
Well, there are a lot of variations to that story, but okay. I was in the band. I was in the marching band, but I was playing freshman football also. And but she thought I was just in the band. She didn't know I was playing football.
So that was your excuse of why you were at the games all
right,
the time.
Right, right. And my second year, my sophomore year, when I actually made the varsity team, she thought I was still marching in the band because I was, you know, had done that my freshman year. So I just happened to have a couple good games and my name hit the paper and that blew up the whole deal. So she was not happy with me. But my dad, I don't know what he did, but he calmed it down. So we got through it.
Because it looked like, from what I had read, your mom was a kind of like, you know, the spiritual patriarch for the family.
Absolutely.
My mom was the same thing.
Yes.
She was kind of like that glue that held everybody together.
Yes.
So it seemed like it was a little sensitive subject.
Very much so.
But she kept you grounded because it looked like when you had won the Heisman, hit the NFL, super successful, went to the Pro Bowl your first year, you kind of had said that your chest was stuck out proud, came home, and she said, you know why the banner's outside?
That's right.
Is that a true story?
That is a very true story. You know, she had a sign outside the house that said, welcome home, Heisman Trophy winner, NFL Pro Bowler Tim Brown. So when I got out the car, you know, I was feeling all proud of myself. And after, you know, some hugging and kissing and all that stuff, she asked me if I knew why the sign was outdoors, and I said no. She said, because all of this is going to stay outside my house. When you come in my house, you're not going to be the Heisman Trophy winner, NFL Pro Bowler. You're going to be Timmy. So I went from having my chest stuck out to, yes, ma'am, and you know that's sort of who I've been ever since.
That's a pretty good story. I like that. So I wanted to see if that was true, and it looked like it was true.
Yeah.
So how did you, I mean, I've got a guy working for me who played Division II ball. I never played football, but I asked him the question. I said, when you play and you're in high school, how is a transition from high school to college? And he said, well, I went from the best guy on the field to average. How did you go from high school to college and then pro ball and stay so elite?
Well, you know, for me, it was a matter of having some incredible coaches around me. I think when I first got to the University of Notre Dame, I felt a little overwhelmed. I really did. I mean, and not really from a physical talent standpoint, but from a mental standpoint of being able to handle everything that was happening, you know, so quickly. And yeah, the guys were bigger, faster, and all that. But really, my problem, I thought, was more, you know, being able to mentally handle all that was happening. It took, you know, Lou Holtz coming to Notre Dame and really sitting me down day after day after day and showing me what I was doing on the film and, you know, telling the media that I was the most, intelligent athlete that he had ever coached and doing things of that nature before I just said to myself, you know, if you don't believe in yourself, believe in him, you know. And that really got me going, man. And my junior year in college, I had an incredible year. And after that, I never had any problems, you know, mentally being able to handle the situations on the football field because I knew at that point that I could do whatever I wanted to do.
Which is pretty impressive because he got you to different levels.
Yes. I mean, to a level that I wasn't even dreaming of, you know what I mean?
Right.
Because I had no dreams of playing the NFL. I didn't go to the University of Notre Dame to go to the NFL. I went there to get that education. I mean, that's why I was there. I had plans of coming home, marrying my high school sweetheart, being a deacon in the church, you know, getting me a job and moving on with life. I mean, that's when I left to go to the University of Notre Dame, my mom and dad literally said to me, boy, there's no future in football for you. You go up there and get that education and come back. So so it was literally drilled in my head. And but Lou got me to, I told him, coach, you know, married my high school, that whole story. He said, well, you may do that, but you're going to be one of the best players to ever play college football too. But it was his constant pushing and trying to get me to understand that really turned the table for me.
That's interesting for me to hear that because in the financial service business, we're kind of coaching our clients all the time.
Yes.
You know,
they got to listen.
Yeah, we're walking them through retirement.
Right.
You know, we are walking them through 30 years,
yeah,
you know, of retirement income. And we kind of act like a coach too. So sure, it's neat, absolutely, to hear you say, I did things I didn't think were even possible.
That's right.
Because
that's
right, of Coach Holtz. How has faith, because faith is a big role for you, it's a big, big role for us and our family.
Huge.
How has faith kept you grounded as a guy as you transition from pro ball to your now professional career today?
Well, you know, I think, man, you know, one of the things that happened to me during my career is, you know, I was sort of being questioned, you know, by God. I felt that, you know, I should live for him. And I'm like, you know, hey, you know, things are pretty good right now. You know?
Right.
I mean, any female I want, I got, you know what I mean? I mean, I got a great career going on, you know, got money in the bank. Why I need to change this? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I was sort of reminded that, oh, you think this is all you who has done this, you know? You think it was you who went to a school that was 4-25-1, but yet the University of Notre Dame came knocking. You think that's you who did that, you know what I mean? Is that the problem we're having here? You know, and I was just literally shown example after example of how God had literally set me up my whole entire life. And, you know, what he wanted for me at that particular point was for me to, everything that he had done for me to give it back to him and to tell people and let people know that if not for God, I wouldn't be where I am. And so I've tried to do that to the best of my ability, you know, writing my book, The Making of a Man, How Men and Boys Honor God and Live with Integrity. You know, I've tried my best to let people know that all we do, if we don't turn it around and give it back to God, it's all for naught. And a lot of people don't want to hear that because a lot of, especially athletes, it's me. I'm the one who's getting up and working out. I'm the one who's training and dieting and doing all those things. It's me. And but, you know, I've just come to realize that it's not me. I mean, I've been put in some incredible positions. And, you know, to be able to say I was the first, you know, wide receiver or, if Johnny Rogers was here, I'd have to say second wide receiver. But, you know, to be able to say, you know, some of the things I'm able to say are really remarkable when you think about it. I mean, you know, coming from where I came from, you know, with my high school background, but with God, all things are possible. So, and that's what I know. That's what I realize. And, you know, and I try to put that message out there as much as I can.
Well, Tim, thank you for being on the show today.
Thank you.
It's been neat getting a glimpse of the man behind the curtain, so to speak. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
Absolutely. All right.